Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you'll check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Ethan Centuria, S-E-N-T-U-R-I-A, if you're Googling him. Ethan is the founder and the CEO of DealStruck, which is a lending marketplace that puts small business owners with credit solutions. And Ethan, thanks again for being here. DealStruck.com, right?
That's right. My pleasure.
Tell us about DealStruck.
So DealStruck is an online small business lender. We are focusing on providing, you know, fair, flexible, transparent capital to growing small businesses that have already reached a level of success and are looking for some financing to reach their next level of growth. We are making loans between $50,000 and $500,000. We do term loans, lines of credit to buy, you know.
What's your range again?
Dollar amounts between $50,000 and $500,000.
Right, okay.
So these are, you know, companies that are really growing, have some substantial need for capital, and are looking for the right financing partner to be with them all the way up until their next stop after DealStruck should be at a bank.
Right, right. So is your job to put the supply with the demand?
Do you have your own funding source? We have both. So we have our own funding sources, and we also have a handful of partners who sort of work alongside us to connect directly with the customers to provide capital. And so when a customer comes to DealStruck, they're able to access the broadest array of financing options, and because we have so many different sources.
They might need a lease. They might need a short-term loan, might need long-term loan, right? They may need a bridge loan, you help them with their strategy probably too, their capitalization strategy.
That's right. So one of the things that we do is, we actually, even though we're an online lender, we actually talk to all of our customers, and we take the time to understand their business, know why they need capital, and craft a solution that is customized to that need.
Right. Good. Well done. So, what are you seeing out there as you help small business owners? What are some of the biggest mistakes you're seeing that people are making? Where are they stuck, and what do they need to do to get unstuck?
Sure. Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that a small business owner has in a healthy economic environment, or an environment where there's a lot of liquidity available to them, is figuring out who they should borrow from, what form they should borrow in, and how much they actually need in order to pursue their growth versus how much they want or could reasonably get. It requires the small business owner to be their own disciplinarian and make sure that they're pursuing growth at a healthy rate, not one that's too fast.
That makes a lot of sense. So you guys advise them on those things as well as helping them get the loans?
Right. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on is demystifying the landscape for a small business owner. So when you come to DealStruck, we are going to educate you, make you aware of what we can offer you, and if it's not the best fit, we know where to send you. We're going to make sure that you understand the true cost of your money, how the repayment structures work, why it's the right fit for the need that you have, and typically that means that the borrower is going to be more properly suited to use those funds appropriately and ultimately have the best success.
Well said and well done. What are some traps that you're seeing people fall into out there?
Well, I think there's a couple things to watch out for in the landscape. There are lots of lenders making loans even when companies already have other lenders. And so one of the traps is just because someone's offering you easy money, it might not be the healthiest thing to take. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So, you know, think twice.
That's when you say the devil's going to be in the details.
That's right.
In the fine print.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and I tell people also, Ethan, if your banker's been loyal to you, if they're a quarter point higher than an option of somebody who you haven't done business with, if your banker's been loyal to you, be loyal to your banker. They're worth that 0.25% or whatever, in my opinion. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're a growing business ourselves. We certainly have our own investors and our own capital providers, and I can tell you that optimizing for price is not always...
It's a fool's errand, isn't it?
...not the best thing to do.
It's a fool's errand.
Right. There are many other aspects that matter, and you know, you want to pick someone who understands your company, who understands your personal goals, and who has a commitment to being with you, even if things get a little bit bumpy.
Well, my banker is with me when I was in some rough, bumpy roads, and now that I could go to any bank in, you know, that I wanted to, I haven't even shopped around. I don't want to go anywhere else. They saved my bacon when I needed help, and I'm going to be true to them now too. And I recommend people do that too. But I like what you're doing, Ethan, and I want you to continue to come back and give us reports on how things are going out there, including crowdfunding lending. You agree with me that that's do you help people with that too as well?
We do. I mean, so crowdfunding can mean a different thing to different people, but
right.
Generally,
the lending part. You help?
Yes.
You help? Okay. Well, let's come next time you're back. We'll talk more about that. All right.
That sounds great. Thanks.
DealStruck.com. Ethan Centuria, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. He's a good resource for us. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.